Now, some reaction to the election of the new pope from Thomas Groom. He's professor of religious education at Boston College. Welcome to the program, Professor Groom.
Thank you, Robert.
Reaction to the choice of Cardinal Ratzinger, now Pope Benedict XVI?
Well, this is a momentous moment, and clearly as loyal American Catholics, we will pay allegiance to the new Holy Father. We will pray for him and wish him well.
Is he the pope that American Catholics, you think, need at this very moment?
I think American Catholics will be a bit surprised by the selection and maybe even a little disappointed. But we keep hope alive. It is a bit of a surprise that Cardinal Ratzinger was chosen. I think we'd hope for somebody perhaps more centrist, and that would not be his image, at least heretofore, or of late. I should note that the early Cardinal Ratzinger was a rather progressive, forward-looking young theologian, a paritus of the Second Vatican Council, and very much imbued with the spirit of renewal and reform of the Second Vatican Council. But then, at a certain point in his career, he appeared to move significantly to the right and then basically kept going in that direction ever since then.
Where might there be potential points of friction between the American Church and questions that it faces and the new pope?
Well, I think let's not start out with the hope of friction. Let's start out with hopes of reconciliation and bridge building. I think it's significant that he chose the title of Benedict the 16th, because Benedict the 15th was indeed a bridge building pope. He came into the pontificate in 1914 and inherited a church terribly divided around theological issues between the conservatives and the modernists, as they were called at the time. And Benedict the 15th managed to bring the sides together and to be a real reconciler. And hopefully, in choosing this name, Cardinal Ratzinger now intends to do something likewise.
What are questions that might do with good bridges being built around them right now?
Well, I think he will continue to disappoint conservative Americans on economic issues, on social justice issues. On the other hand, he will disappoint liberal Catholics on the kind of push-button issues, women's rights in the church, the possibility of a review of the structures of priesthood, the decentralizing of the church back into the diocese and out of the Vatican Curia. He's a person of the Curia. He's been there for almost 25 years and has died in the wool by way of defending and promoting the Curia and the centralizing of power in the Vatican. And I don't think, given his previous patterns, at least immediately heretofore, that we can expect much different from him. And obviously, as American Catholics, we do value states' independence and democracy and people having voice in the church. And he will not, at least if he's true to his pattern heretofore, he won't typically encourage that kind of openness.
You're describing very much a continuation of the papacy of John Paul II without John Paul II.
A continuation, that's well put, without John Paul II, because very few people could duplicate or follow in the shoes of John Paul II. So Cardinal Ratzinger, as his biographer, the subtitle of his biography was The Vatican Enforcer. So in a sense, he almost played good cop, bad cop with Pope John Paul II. Pope John Paul II could often take a conciliatory view or position, but meanwhile Cardinal Ratzinger came in and enforced the letter of the law, as it were. It'll be interesting to see if he continues in that kind of vein as pope. Who knows? Mm-hmm. I mean, the early Ratzinger was a moderate and a progressive. The later, more recent Ratzinger was secondly significantly right of center. But who knows who's going to become Benedict the 16th? That we have to keep hope alive.
Benedict the 16th starts his papacy about 20 years older than John Paul II, than Karol Wojtyła was when he began. What does it say that the cardinals chose such an older man?
I think they deliberately chose an older man as a transition pontificate. Clearly, they're not expecting a pontificate of another 26, 27 years, and didn't want that. The man is 78 years of age and long life to him, and who knows, maybe the good Lord will spare him a long time, but at least given the normal life expectancy, this would not promise to be a long pontificate. And then again, the questions about a non-European and an African and so on will all be back on the table again. This is only Pope 265, and 66, 67, 68 is yet to come, and many popes thereafter. So this is far from the end of the story.
Well, Professor Groom, thank you very much for talking with us.
All right, Robert, thank you.
Thomas Groom, who is Professor of Religious Education at Boston College.
And there's more coverage of the election of Pope Benedict XVI at npr.org.